Ottawa, the federal government will impose 25% tariffs on U.S. goods worth $29.8 billion in retaliation for steel and aluminum tariffs the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump imposed today. All countries, including Canada, were hit with 25% U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports into the United States, Trump's latest move in his efforts to realign global trade. Canada's dollar-for-dollar tariffs will take effect at 12:01 Eastern Time Thursday. Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc told reporters Wednesday the tariffs are in addition to 25% tariffs Canada imposed on $30 billion in imports from the United States earlier this month. LeBlanc said the new levies target $12.6 billion in steel products and $3 billion in aluminum products. The counter-tariffs will also apply to other products, including computers, sports equipment, and cast iron goods. LeBlanc said the U.S. is inserting disruption and disorder into a successful trading partnership and is increasing the cost of everyday goods for both Canadians and Americans. About a quarter of all steel used in the U.S. is imported. Canada is the United States' largest source of both steel and aluminum. The Trump administration has used tariffs in an attempt to push the auto sector to move production to the United States. Innovation Minister François-Philippe Champagne said his government would fight for the auto sector, every single day. These companies, most of them, have long-standing commitments to this country. We're going to make sure that they abide by the terms of every single agreement we have with them to make sure we protect the jobs, Champagne said. Make no mistake that we are already on their backs, saying that we're going to be watching like hawks. LeBlanc said the government learned Tuesday that the U.S. will also impose tariffs on steel and aluminum content in certain derivative products. The government is currently assessing this aspect, and may impose, of course, further tariffs in response to this measure as well, he said.